went this weekend.
It was in my car with.
Sorry for the late start this afternoon. Good to see everybody here. I want to call the June Economic Development Committee to order. And we have a full committee here today, so thank you everyone for being here. All right, we'll start off with.
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes from April 30th.
I'll second it.
Second.
Will y'all just continue without me? That's it. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. We have a motion and a second for approval of minutes. Any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. Moving on to public comment. If there's anybody in the audience who would like to make a statement on any of these agenda items or anything else for the committee, now is the time to do so. If you want to, you'll have 2 minutes to speak, and of course, ask for your name and address for the record. Is there anyone in the public who would like to make a statement at this time? Yeah.
Taste. Oh.
Yes, Mr. Mayor.
Huh?
I'm not sure what's
good. Oh, good.
Yeah. I hate to stand in front of him.
No wonder I'm so nervous. He's watching me the whole time.
He's watching twice. Now he's just watching over my shoulder. Good morning. And some of you have heard my spiel, so I'll be brief, but not everybody has. I'm Elizabeth Boyles. I live at 601 Coral Street. For the record, I'm also staff here in the planning department. I just want to make sure that everybody is aware of the open house that we're having tomorrow evening here at Town Hall from 5 to 7 p.m. We'll be talking about land use issues and transportation issues. I know nobody has any interest in any of that sort of thing here in the town, but it will be a great opportunity to see what's being recommended. And it is all a draft at this point, so this is just kind of, we're trying to make sure we're on the right track, so we're trying to get public feedback on the ideas that have come out of this comprehensive planning process so far. Want to make sure that we are planning for the town that our citizens want. That's the game plan here. So from 5 to 7 tomorrow evening will be opportunities to give feedback to the team that's writing our draft plan, and hope you'll be able to join us. At 5:15 and 6:15, there will be presentations on the transportation portion of what's being recommended in council chambers, so you may want to try to time your visit to meet one of those. All the information will also be available online on the town webpage if you're not able to attend for whatever reason, so including a survey. Thank you.
I'm sorry, Ms. Boyles, your time has expired.
Okay, I'm out of here. Thank you.
Is there anyone else who'd like to make a public comment at this time? All right, seeing none, we'll move forward on the agenda to item number 3, which is a status update on the town's efforts to support business during the Wando Bridge closure. And I've heard through the grapevine, that's disturbing. some of you all may have heard that we've had some transportation issues lately, and it's caused some difficulties not only for our commuters, but also for our local businesses here in town, of course. So there have been some efforts from the town's perspective to help mitigate some of that, and we just wanted an update today on what those efforts have been and what the effect has been. So I'll turn it over to Ms. Livingston today.
Sure. Well, I may be joined by Mayor Haney today, if that would be allowed. So you have probably heard by now the Negate the Wait campaign. Of course, we're very excited that being able to give you this update today, we're also able, obviously, that the bridge is open. And so that means that we have drawn this campaign to a conclusion. And I know our businesses are very excited about that. First off, I definitely want to thank the mayor and council for immediately stepping in and realizing that while there were transportation issues, that there were challenges to our businesses because of the traffic. And so immediately stepping in and helping us come up with the Negate the Wait campaign, which was designed to encourage our residents or those people who are working here to avoid the traffic and help mitigate the traffic, honestly, by checking out some of the many dining, retail, fitness options that we have throughout town. It's really quite incredible when you're the staff person who starts looking at a list and realizes just how many opportunities there are here in Mount Pleasant and how truly blessed we really are. So I'll go through just very quickly some of the ways that we wanted to not only support them, but also kind of lift morale, because it's important that that we do that. And one of the things that we were just absolutely blown away with is just how resilient our business community is and how creative they are. And so we wanted to join them in kind. So within 24 hours, we had businesses coming up with a cable snap cocktails and specials and different ways. So we had to, of course, you know, join them in. So although we had planned for some others of you to come out, we were able to visit different shopping centers. We divided them up across council. So we had visits from different council members just to say, hey, we understand there are challenges and we're here to try to support. And then also to take that onto social media, sharing some business opportunities there, whether it's specials or where to come see. I mean, I can't say that I have a favorite, but are you serious, Mr. Brimmer? That one was pretty great.
If I'd have vetted these pictures beforehand, we would not be.
But one of the other things that you'll see is the cutout. We still haven't come up with a really good name for them, the body double over here. And so one of the things that we wanted to do was understanding that there was a serious crisis at hand and the mayor really wanted to support the businesses, but there were, you know, constant obligations that he needed to meet from, you know, a safety, a welfare sense. We kind of came up with this idea of getting a cutout and bringing it in different places and just kind of poking fun, and the businesses just loved it. So this picture in the middle, we went to Bar South, and you might see a sweatband there. But one of the things that I just really enjoyed about this is the people from the neighboring businesses ran out to see what was going on, and it was a really good opportunity to engage in the community. And so I think all of these did appreciate everyone who was able to go out and spend time, and those who, you know, were going to and fortunately didn't have the opportunity to. Don't worry, we'll get you first in Business Appreciation Week. Other ways, we have a Mount Pleasantries blog, and so we wanted to try to give people listicles and ideas of things that they could do, really define them, tag the businesses. Those are some quick examples. I probably should point out, we have welcomed Maddie Spellerberg to our team, and so this is some of her work on the blog, so I wanted to make sure to introduce her today. We couldn't do it without the whole team. And then other things, we've tried to create a central repository to put the different business specials that they were putting out there. I can't say the cable snap's probably my favorite. But trying to gather those and put those also in our social media platforms. And what was so interesting is we kind of take these things for granted. So we have this restaurant guy that lives at all these hotels and attractions, primarily designed for tourists, but how much our citizens got very excited about the different zones of restaurants and pointing out, you know, which ones people should go to, and there wasn't a single negative comment. It was wonderful, and to see our community come together like that, I think, is the biggest point. So we've included a couple of positive comments, a way to turn a negative into a positive. We have amazing restaurants here in Mount Pleasant. Bridge Apocalypse frustration turns into staycation elation. Outstanding. So I think that really is the bigger message here, is that we have a very strong community that is supported by local businesses here, and they support each other. So just a quick update. Anything else you'd like to add?
I guess I have to do Will Haney, 316 Mallard Court, since I'm not on the committee. I want to thank our staff for coming up with that. I want to thank staff for this idea. I promise you it was not my idea. Some of y'all know this joke, but I was upset with staff that when they did this, they didn't Photoshop it to make it 6'5", 185 pounds with a 32-inch waist. But they said if they did that, it would be a cutout of Councilman Tom O'Rourke. So we're stuck with this one. But I think, you know, we're going to bid it out to some exterminator companies. They want to use it for rodent control. But we were just trying to have fun. After you handle the crisis of something like that, for which there's no forewarning, like there is a storm or something like that, you go from managing the crisis to boosting morale. And the morale of our businesses was, you know, people aren't eating and people aren't shopping like they used to. And we have a rapid response team here in the town of Mount Pleasant. And it went very well. And Amy, I want to thank you for that. You spearheaded that. And I want to thank the council members for getting out and shooting those videos. There was one other product that was going to get rolled out this week, but fortunately the bridge opened. Grace and Grit restaurant was going to have a grits dish called the Grit and Barrett. So we've got a lot of good humor in the town of Mount Pleasant about that. But you know, we can't forget this now, because the lingering effects of this bridge could be that people lost, you know, 2 or maybe effectively 3 weeks of revenues they were depending on. So we will refocus this and keep it on a, you know, it won't be negate the wait because the wait's no longer there, but it will be a focus on supporting our Mount Pleasant businesses, and that's part of our greater economic development plan as we go on. So thank you all, everybody.
Amy, anything else?
Yes, sir.
I would also like to add one thing on this, that we heard from one restaurant, I won't say who it was, but we heard from one restaurant that actually had 2 nights during that week, 2 weeks ago, that they didn't have a single customer, and that was extremely unusual for them, especially since they're in a very centralized location in town. And so as soon as I heard that, I went on online and actually and ended up calling them and making a reservation, and they had trouble fitting me in for that Saturday night, so it was Memorial Day weekend. But we did go, and I just want to reiterate in doing the videos, and thanks for that opportunity. It was fun. I felt a little funny because at times I felt like Vanna White trying to, you know, turn and say, and their hours are. But we really do want to get out and just really encourage our neighbors and friends to use Mount Pleasant businesses. It's so easy to say, well, my favorite restaurant is downtown Charleston such and such, or my favorite store is such and such West Ashley, or I like going over to one of those wine places, I'm not going to say which one, but anyway, and actually if you think about it, we have all that here, and so if we can keep this in mind and really try to help our businesses catch back up for what they missed, that would be really appreciated.
Any other comments from the committee? Yeah, I do want to also say I appreciate the efforts of staff on this. I think it's taught us a few lessons, and one of those lessons that maybe is minimized sometimes is that functional infrastructure really is an economic development issue, and we only realize that when it fails. And so as we go forward, you know, we talk about the importance of infrastructure, and we do always have to keep in mind that the effect it has on our businesses and just our general business climate here, and make sure that we're investing what we need to in those bridges, roads, and other things. So thank you all so much for that. It came out of nowhere quickly, and it took on a life of its own, and I know it was appreciated by the business owners that I've talked to. So thank you. All right, moving on to item number 4 of the agenda, which is a review of economic development tour for town council members. You all remember the last time that we had this conversation in committee, we talked about the idea of an economic development retreat of some sort, or to have some time we can actually talk about moving forward on economic development. So this is sort of an update on that idea. You know, it's sort of gone through some evolution over the past few weeks. But Amy, will this be you as well?
Sure, yes.
Okay, great.
As Mr. Brimmer mentioned, last month the committee talked about the need for an economic development retreat, a real opportunity to get down into some actionable items. And so after doing a lot of brainstorming, we thought this would be best engaged in a two-part series. So the first of that would be an economic development tour, which you all have a proposed agenda. Through there, we've confirmed visits with 4 to 5 different companies, all within different industries that we would typically include as our target economic development clusters. So this will provide council the opportunity to not only, you know, physically see a place just like you would whenever you come on a council and you look at the capital projects. You know, we want to model it after that, but also get to see what the work environment is like and engage with the CEOs of those companies to talk about their challenges, the opportunities, why they're in Mount Pleasant, and just learn a little bit there. So the goal is to have this kind of opportunity to have that face-to-face time with the CEOs that we know is important, and then also have a follow-up the next month for an economic development retreat. And that date is to be determined.
Any questions from the committee? So June 20th is the tour date?
June 20th is the tour date, yes. And so we'll meet and get on a bus together, and we'll return you back to your cars in one piece. Well, we'll try.
All right. So nice to see standing room only for Economic Development Committee.
I can't imagine why they're here.
Yeah, I know. All right. Anything else, any other business today for the committee? If not, we will move on to item number 5, which is adjournment. Thank you all for coming out.
Thank you, Amy.